This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Please don't be the clip I'm thinking.
Coach, you always deflect a lot of praise and everyone calling you the best coach in the Metroplex. When you praise Dirk as a top 12 this or an all-time that, is he uncomfortable with that? Does he talk to you about that at all?
Well, I mean, you're asking me if Dirk has a private conversation with me about something like that?
Well,
why would you think that's any of your business?
I love it.
Friends like this, you don't need enemies, y'all.
Nope.
Here we go.
That's good. It's a good question.
Man, Rick Carlisle, who I used to despise. Then the pandemic brought us all closer together. We had him on, and he's like, man, I have respect for y'all talking for 4.5 hours about nothing. There's no sports going on. And you guys are filling time. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? Yeah, what's happening?
Show about nothing.
And, of course, he was a huge member of the G-Bag Nation. Big Tolo. Yesterday, he's like, Lucius, good to get back on the private hotline with Lucius. Has brought us, hit up Carlisle to have him on the show. It was tremendous.
And the general, salute, bro.
By the way, they didn't ask, did y'all talk about the shot that Jason Kidd took at Carlisle before Game 7?
No, we did not talk about that. We didn't talk about that, right, Troy? I don't remember talking about that.
No, I wasn't here. I was drunk in Vegas.
Oh, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah. Were you drunk yesterday in Vegas?
I was drunk during the show yesterday, but no, we didn't talk about it.
So Jason Kidd was, you know, being interviewed before Game 7, and he said, I don't micromanage. Quote, there's nothing to get tight about. I trust my guys. We've talked about it all season. The previous coach would take timeouts right away on a 2-0 or a 4-0 run. I want my guys to work through it, and this is no different. So I was like, whoa, little shot at Rick Carlisle.
That's funny. We literally just played a 15-second clip where he was actually micromanaging in the middle of a play. But he does, right? Did we not? That's micromanaging.
Maybe. Yeah. But that was Jason Kidd talking about having more patience than Rick Carlisle. Coach came out with G-Bag yesterday, and they asked him for his thoughts on what the Mavs did to the Suns.
Well, you know, I was here in January, and when we played these guys, I said at that time that these guys, that Dallas was a real threat in the West. And the reason is, you know, their defense, it travels. They have great playmaking, great versatility, both offensively and defensively. They've got five men that can switch, that can, you know, play big or small. And, you know, Kleber stretches the floor. And, you know, this eerily reminds me of the 2011 run, because it started off not really with much expected. A lot of people thought we were going to lose the first round series. A lot of people predicted that Utah would beat Dallas with Luka being out for two or three games or whatever it was. And, you know, they took care of Utah, and the momentum has just continued to go. And, you know, when you beat the best team in the league as decisively as they did yesterday, you know, you are playing a high level of basketball.
And defensively, That was so impressive. That was not Sun shooting bad. That was defensive scheme by Jason Kidd against Devin Booker. Maxie was swatting shots all over the place. Ntilikina coming in. How about that call? You know, kind of like what Rick Carlisle did with JJ, reminded you of a surprise coaching move, and then Jason Kidd going to Ntilikina. So that was Rick Carlisle's thoughts on the Mavs' defensive performance. And like in football, they say defense travels. What about Luka? Great question from Chiafalo. I was timing Chiafalo's questions. Congrats, by the way.
Oh yeah, he's got some lengthy questions in him.
Congrats to the Nosebleeds for becoming official new members of the G-Bag Nation, and congrats to Reggie and Kevin Gray for taking over the nighttime show. Great question from Eric. When did he realize that like Luka thrived in the spotlight and loved the clutch moments?
Yeah, he's just that's who he is. You know, his whole life has been in the spotlight. And he learned early on that ultimate respect comes from winning. And really, that's all he's interested in. And, you know, you just marvel at the things that he's able to do consistently on the floor, night after night, day after day, you know, depending what time the games are on. But he controls the game. He controls the game offensively. Defensively, he's taken his game to another level this year. And it's going to be a fascinating series between Dallas and Golden State. You know, the styles are quite different. You know, Golden State wants to play fast. You know, Dallas plays at a slower tempo, but they're very, very concise with what they're doing. And extremely well coached. You know, Jason Kidd has done a phenomenal job with this team. And, you know, the fact that he was the quarterback of our 2011 team, you know, it's going to, you know, it's got to ring very similarly for him as well.
You know, I was trying to remember who said it, but it was a Jason Kidd tactic that he used on Luka. You know, Bill Parcells and all coaches have these motivational tactics. Oh, yeah. Parcells was a legend.
They all probably read the same Art of War book.
Right, exactly. Like Belichick. I think before the season, Jason Kidd told Luka, like, you're like 900th in the league in terms of your defensive rating. Some number in the hundreds, yeah. However many players in the league.
Right.
And then after like a few months, he's like, your defensive rating has moved up. So that ticked Luka off, got under his skin, kind of embarrassed him a little bit. And then Kidd's like, you moved like a little bit below the halfway mark in terms of your defensive rating. And, you know, still trying to needle at Luka, turned out it was all fake. Just made up these ratings. Made up these advanced stat defensive metrics.
Man, you know, it takes guts because, like, all Luka has to do is, like, you know, like, look it up.
I know. Yeah, yeah, but they bring it to you like a waiter with a menu, right?
Yeah.
Like, I heard J.J. Redick talking the other day about James Harden's speed and the lost step. Like, they timed. He's, like, 2 seconds slower or the speed now versus 2 years ago. So, you don't want to go look all that stuff up. You don't even know where to. They all bring it to you, right? That's the job of these 45 assistant coaches of the advanced numbers and stats. So that was Jason Kidd being like, this is what the metrics are showing. You suck defensively.
Terrible.
Now you're like below average. So you're getting better, but you're still below average, and it was all made up.
Yeah, yeah, more steals.
Which I'm sure
than
some of the real numbers would actually show that.
Well, I mean, you know, like,
right?
They have real numbers for this. And they, you know, you're the, I think the number 100 is generally around league average. They do this for in baseball too, like weighted runs created and you know, ex WOBA or whatever the hell. Like the numbers are around 100 as league average. Then if you're above that, that's how much above league average you are or below. But in basketball, you want to be below 100. So that means you're better. You're better than league average or better than whatever that baseline is. And Luka was never in the upper echelon of defense. That's not what he is. He's not a defensive player.
Remember the whole storyline after game two when he got targeted? Remember, everyone? Yeah. Oh, you're a scrub. You can't be a GOAT. You can't be best player in the league. Look at his defense. That went away quick. Totally went away. I didn't hear anyone else bring it up. Now, Jason Kidd may have protected him with some of the adjustments. I think putting him on Bridges, Suns media was talking about that with the adjustment of Jason Kidd, part of his out-coaching of Monty Williams. And Rick Carlisle was asked by G-Bag about how much better Jason Kidd is and a head coach having to learn along the way, right? He coached the Nets. He coached the Bucks. And then Jason talked about his time in L.A., just learning with LeBron and Frank Vogel. Here's Carlisle on Jason Kidd's development.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I guess you look at his career, he took over a team that was, a veteran team in Brooklyn. They had Pierce and they had Garnett and they had a few other guys that were, high-level players, but toward the end of their careers, they had a slow start, and he learned very quickly, how humbling the NBA can be. And he did a phenomenal job that year of bringing that team to the playoffs. And I think they won the first round. Then he goes to Milwaukee, and, Milwaukee, he's the one that put Milwaukee ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. And it was probably the reason that the things came to an end there. That, things just got accelerated, I think, in the first or second year. And as we all know, that those of us that have been around any professional sport for any period of time, managing expectations is always going to be the most challenging thing. So, but this situation made perfect sense. Him coming back to the Mavericks family, so many similarities between Jason Kidd's game, as one of the all-time great players on the floor, and Luka's game, and so you knew that there would. They would be able to relate at a very high level there. And Jay Kidd is great. He's just he's a no-nonsense, pull-no-punches guy that's into one thing, and that's winning. And he was always the guy that would do anything to win, whether it was a game, whether it was a drill you're introducing, whether it was some card game on the airplane. That's all he's ever been about.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.